You are going to listen to a lecture about traditional medicine. For questions 1 to 5, listen and complete the gaps.
Hello, everyone. Please take your seats. So today, in this introductory lecture, I'm going to give you an overview of different kinds of medical treatments and how these are perceived here in the UK. Firstly, it's quite important for us to define some key terms at the start, as some definitions have multiple meanings. The idea of traditional medicine, for example, could refer to medicine which has a strong scientific base and has passed a series of vigorous trials to check safety and effectiveness. Alternatively, it could refer to medicines which are created through mixing herbs or which use relaxation techniques. So the term can be quite unclear. For the purpose of this lecture, however, we'll not use the word traditional, but we'll refer to medicine that has developed as a result of scientific research in the West as scientific medicine, such as antibiotics or vaccines. We'll use the term alternative medicine to apply to natural-based remedies, such as herbs or acupuncture. So let's explore scientific medicine. There are many who argue that science has been used in the field of medicine since the Middle Ages, but I would consider pinpointing the start at just over 250 years ago, with scientists such as Louis Pasteur and Edward Jenner, and the invention of treatments such as vaccines and antibiotics. These treatments remain popular today, and we'll examine these scientific developments in more detail during the second half of today's lecture. It might surprise you to learn that scientific medicine isn't the most popular form of medicine. You may be under the impression that the support for alternative medicine is low. Maybe you would estimate it at perhaps less than 20%? Well, this would be incorrect. Actually, it has been estimated that over 50% of people in the Western world still favor alternative methods of treatment, while in the East, what we might consider to be alternative medicines are in fact commonplace and widely used. Additionally, these forms of medicines are growing in popularity in the West, and in fact have a far longer history than scientific medicine. However, there is an argument, and I think this generally comes from the scientific community in the West, that much of this kind of treatment is deemed as ineffective when dealing with many illnesses. So, let's explore the truth of this assertion.
Now, read questions 6 to 10.
Firstly, acupuncture, the practice of inserting fine needles into specific locations in the body, has been popular for centuries in Asia and is becoming increasingly used in Western countries. The list of ailments it's used to treat is extensive. However, support of the effectiveness of acupuncture varies. Much Western research questions the benefits of acupuncture when used to help someone, for example, give up smoking or gain allergy relief. However, there does seem to be some evidence that it can help to relieve back pain. A 2009 study by the National Institute of Clinical Excellence in the UK showed that there were improvements here, especially regarding pain in the lower back or lumbar region. There is also evidence which demonstrates that acupuncture can reduce headaches, both in their number and severity in some cases. However, this evidence is constantly questioned in the West, and there are very much two schools of thought, that acupuncture works and that acupuncture doesn't work. Secondly, I'd like to briefly discuss herbal medicines. As you might know, a great number of scientific drugs are derived from or use natural ingredients. For example, in ancient Greece, Hippocrates developed a treatment for headaches incorporating a particular tree bark that was eventually used in the development of aspirin, now a popular painkiller. Medicine with natural ingredients can be ingested in many forms, such as in teas or treatments which are rubbed onto the skin. Fish oils are one such form of medication. These oils are believed to enhance concentration, so much so that many parents give them to their children in order to try and help them perform better at school. In the UK, this was even recommended by the government. Such oils can also help to protect the heart, which I'm sure you'll agree is invaluable. However, it might be that a change in diet to just simply eating more oily fish could be just as effective as taking fish oil supplements. Other traditional herbal cures like ginger or rosemary have also been used for centuries.